Today we continue our series, Setting Out, about young people out of college and looking for work. Today, reporter Nyla Boodoo of member station WLRN in Miami has the story of a new graduate who is trying to launch his career as an air traffic controller.
Summer means people in Miami want to use their backyard pools all the time. But recent college graduate Yoelvis Bengochea hopes this summer marks his last one cleaning those pools. Yoelvis just graduated from Miami-Dade College with an associate's degree in aviation management. He wants to work as an air traffic controller. He's 25 and originally started college right out of high school at nearby Barry University.
I went there for like a year and a half, and then I decided to take a break, and it became a long break.
After dropping out, he worked as a lifeguard until he got married and had a son. That's when he decided to go into the family business, cleaning pools. Yoelvis makes $400 a week and is paying off $9,000 in student loans. When his daughter was born more than a year ago, he realized he needed another career.
Running a business is a lot harder than people think. You give more hours than anybody else.
Yoelvis and his older sister were born in Havana, Cuba. They're the first generation of their family to go to college. Their mother, Maria Alvarez, started and still runs the family business, Hialeah Pool Supply.
Muy, muy contenta.
¿Por qué?
Porque, bueno, es un éxito que
she says she's very happy that Yoelvis has graduated. She thinks it's a great success and good for his future. The possibility of a college education is one of the biggest reasons she brought the family from Cuba when Yoelvis was just 8 years old.
I came here so they would have a chance at a prosperous future and have many more opportunities. In Cuba, opportunities are few. That's why it was important that they come to this country.
Back at one of the 15 pools he plans to clean today, Yoelvis pulls out his brush and starts scrubbing. It's getting hot.
See that little green? Sorry, a bit algae. And like all the dust on the bottom is that black stuff.
So you're kind of an expert on pools, huh?
I don't know about an expert. I know a little bit of them. More than I want to know.
When Yoelvis went back to school, he went nonstop and finished the two-year program early. As an air traffic controller, Yoelvis will likely start at a small airport, making about $45,000 a year. His goal is to work at Miami International Airport, where he could make more than $100,000. Right now, he's waiting for his paperwork to be processed. Then he'll apply with the Federal Aviation Administration.
I think I'll find a job, but it just takes a while, probably around a year.
Yoelvis did his research before he enrolled at Miami-Dade College, and he knows the industry's history. In 1981, thousands of new air traffic controllers came on board after a strike and a mass firing. Those people are now approaching the mandatory retirement age. Until a job opens up, for Yoelvis, there's still the pool.
This job is not bad for somebody that doesn't have a degree or anything, or that's coming from another country and whatever they study is not validated here. It pays pretty good for cleaning pools. It's not a bad job, it's just not for me.
When Yoelvis leaves the family company, his mom says he'll be greatly missed. But there's a part-time pool cleaner who's also anxious for Yoelvis to get that FAA job, because he'll be able to start working full-time. For NPR News, I'm Nyla Boodoo in Miami.
Tomorrow we go to South Dakota and meet an Air Force veteran who is now armed with a new business degree.
The military helped me out with this degree, so essentially the money's coming from taxpayers and everything. I really don't want to let it go to waste.
That's tomorrow as our series continues on Morning Edition.